This is 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. David Fair stepping back in at 20 minutes before 8 on a Thursday morning, and I am very glad to welcome back in my friend and cohort for Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and Russ, Cinetopia, well underway.
Yes, it is. It's bursting at the seams. You know, last week you were nice enough to play Happy Birthday by
to
the
you.
Beatles.
That's right.
And today is Happy Birthday to my son, Alan. I'm sure he's not up.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Anyway, yeah, anyone who has a birthday on June the 5th, Shelley McMillan has a birthday today. So
Happy.
Well, yes, last night we opened the Cinetopia International Film Festival at the Detroit Institute of Arts Auditorium and the Prentice Court. And we also had a John Sayles Symposium at the University of Michigan campus and the Hatcher Library. And John Sayles.
What a way to kick it off.
Oh, man, it was great. A lot of John Sayles' collaborators, Mason Darling, a composer, Maggie Renzi, who's his producer, David Strathairn, the actor you probably know from Good Night and Good Luck and Lincoln and Godzilla and a lot of films.
Yeah, one of our great underrated actors.
Absolutely. And John Sayles himself was here, and they all went down to Detroit and were part of the opening night party before the premiere of 1982. Tommy Oliver is the director. He's going to show it tonight at the Michigan Theater. He's a charming, smart guy and put together a wonderful film that the audience in Detroit really dug. I think they're going to like it here.
I am so excited that there is all of this buzz, there is all of this media coverage, and it's all positive about something going on in Detroit.
That's right. It's not just the Grand Prix. It's a film festival.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, WXYZ-TV this morning did coverage. There's just a lot of coverage. Billboards all over the place. So anyway, Cinetopia is really picking up steam, and we were so pleased. We had a gathering at the Majestic Cafe last night with filmmakers and folks that came out for the after party. So there is a lot of energy out there. And tonight we open in Ann Arbor with 1982, which again is this drama that is set in 1982 Philadelphia. It's semi-autobiographical of the director Tommy Oliver. Tommy Oliver actually got a business degree from Carnegie Mellon University.
Oh.
But the making movie thing bit him, and he did a brilliant job. Wayne Brady is in this, Hill Harper, just great performances. There's a little girl, 10-year-old girl, who's the performance is great. As Hill Harper said, this is an Academy Award-winning quality performance from a child. So 1982 is definitely worth checking out. It's at the Michigan Theater tonight at 7:30. Also at 7:30 is The Skeleton Twins, which has Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig.
I think that's a combination that's going to work well.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I saw it at Sundance. I really liked it. It was my favorite comedy at Sundance. And then John Sayles is going to introduce and do a Q&A after his film Go for Sisters, which is going to be shown at the Modern Language Building at 7 o'clock. There's a pre-party for our sponsors and some of our VIP pass holders. If you want to buy a pass for Cinetopia, you can buy it. You can buy it online, but you can buy it in person today at about 3:30 at the Michigan Theater. So there's lots to go. There's lots to do here in Ann Arbor.
And that's just tonight. Now, this runs right through the weekend.
That's right. And there's going to be a sundown screening of Dazed and Confused at Bill's Beer Garden tonight.
So. I cannot believe you did not show it at 4:20.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see in the daylight. In Detroit, we have a whole schedule of film that starts in the afternoon at 3:30 and 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock screenings and 9 o'clock screenings. One of the screenings in Detroit at 6:15 is of White Shadow, which is this really amazing film about dramatic film, and the two actors from Tanzania are here in the area and will be at the screening. It's also going to play later in the festival in Ann Arbor. Anyway, Hannah's Journey is playing also at the Detroit Film Theater at 7 o'clock, and that may be one of the hottest films
of the
festival.
Let me ask you a question. You know, because this is now spanning a good portion of the region in both Detroit and Ann Arbor, might it not be a great festival experience to see some of it in Detroit and some of it in Ann Arbor?
Absolutely. We have a kind of a natural cultural campus area.
Sure.
Because of the University of Michigan, but the Michigan, the State Theater, Modern Language Building, all walkable. And in Detroit, we've set up on John R. on the Cultural Center, so the DIA Auditorium, the DIA Lecture Hall, the College for Creative Studies. There's going to be food trucks out on the Michigan Science Center parking lot, and then down the street and around the corner, Cinema Detroit is going to be there. That's a little over a mile away from the Cultural Center campus. But yeah, Yeah, absolutely.
And again, it's just a great way to go back down to Detroit and remind ourselves why it can be so much fun and so good.
Oh, yeah. And at noon today, we have the Detroit School of the Arts, which is a public school, mm-hmm. is doing a special session with Tommy Oliver. And anyway, there's just a lot going on. So you need to check out, you need to get a festival guide.
And does the festival pass cover both locations?
It does cover both locations. If you get a pass, either a movie pass or a festival pass. Festival pass lets you into some sociabilities. The movie pass just lets you into movies, but either in Detroit or Ann Arbor. And yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I was in Detroit yesterday. I'll be in Ann Arbor. I'm going to Detroit in the morning, and then I'll in the early afternoon, and they'll be back for the premiere here. And then I'll spend a lot of Friday and all day Saturday in Detroit. And so anyway, yeah, there are 50 films from all over the world. We have filmmakers coming in from Tanzania, from Hong Kong, from Los Angeles, from New York, from San Francisco, from Grand Rapids.
That's
literally from all over North America, we have filmmakers coming.
Now,
and the world.
It's been a huge buzz in our area, and we've talked about it a lot here. Is it starting to get some coverage in the trades, in Hollywood and other places in the film industry?
We've made a huge public relations breakthrough in terms of a regional media, and we're getting really great coverage. I'm sure we'll get a little bit of coverage in IndieWire and stuff like that. That's actually down the road a couple of years.
Gotcha.
When filmmakers are out there talking about it. You know, we had filmmakers that came in today that said, you know, I've been to lots of festivals, and sometimes you know when a festival's got it and when it doesn't, even before you get there. And I had the feeling before I got here that this was a festival that had it, and I got here, and I knew that it was the case. So anyway, we were really happy with that
Well,
kind
good.
Of
that
feedback.
Word of mouth is going to serve us well.
Absolutely. So anyway, 50 films, 100 screenings, Detroit and Ann Arbor. Go check it out. If you haven't gone to the CinetopiaFestival.org website, you can check out the whole program. You can get a festival guide at the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, Modern Language Building. You got to go.
And again, 50 films from all across the world, the best that all the film festivals have to offer.
That's
but there's some Nuvu movies opening up this weekend as well.
There are. Actually, there's a lot of stuff that's opening up. Now, the Fault of Our Stars, which NPR has done feature pieces on the last 2 days, is this.
This is so popular among my youngest daughter's generation.
Yeah, so it was a teenage novel that's kind of for old folks like me. Love Story It was a similar kind of thing where, you know, there was a young lady who was dying and the boyfriend was just really a swell guy. And that's kind of what this is. You know, it's very, I haven't read it, but the reports are that The Fault of Our Stars is a well-written youth novel. And we'll see how the movie goes. The kids are super enthusiastic. So The Fault of Our Stars opens in multiplexes all over tomorrow. So we'll go check that out. And Edge of Tomorrow is another
film
that's opening.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, The Edge of Tomorrow. But it's actually a sci-fi thriller that stars Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. You probably have seen TV ads for it. And it's a kind of Groundhog Day of war. This one warrior keeps battling these aliens, which sounds like a video game, but it's supposedly really happening. But he keeps cycling back. And each time he cycles back, they learn a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And then will they defeat the aliens that are taking over the world? We'll see. You have to go see Edge
I'd like
of Tomorrow
to see Tom Cruise
out.
Go back to something more like Born on the 4th of July, you know, an acting thing instead of a special effects.
Yeah, he's got quite a bit of range for a movie star kind of guy, so we'll see what happens. Now, there's a couple of documentaries that one is called Fed Up, and it's just know that everything you've been told about food and exercise for the past 30 years is dead wrong. And the food industry doesn't want you to know it. And Katie Couric and Lori David, who's the Oscar-winning producer of An Inconvenient Truth, along with director Stephanie Skostig, did Fed Up, and it will really affect the way that you look at food and the food world. And
much like Inconvenient Truth made us change the way we looked at the environment.
Yeah, and
climate change.
In our area, there's a lot of local food,
sure.
Locavore kind of stuff, so that could be very resonant here. And that is actually playing starting on Monday at the State Theater. And then Citizen Coke citizen, Koch citizen. You know, you can say it. There's a plumbing company in the same name called Cook.
Cook Plumbing. K-O-C-H, but,
yeah,
right.
But anyway, it's about the brothers who have financed a lot of political campaigns.
They are, yeah.
And some people say that they've helped, that the split in the Republican Party has a lot to do with this kind of outside money. But there's a lot of opinions about that. But Citizen Coke is going to play at the Michigan Theater on Wednesday and Thursday next week. And then there's a film that's opening on Monday called The Galapagos Affair, Satan Comes to Eden. And this is actually a narrative film, a fiction film. It's a portrait of a 1930s murder mystery that took place in the Galapagos Island. And some wealthy folks went to set up there. And
obviously went horribly awry.
Yeah, two men, one woman. And, you know, it wasn't a happy outcome.
Three went in, two came out.
Exactly. So anyway, there's a special screening on Tuesday of Open Sesame's The Story of Seeds. It's a documentary about the past 100 years of seed culture here in these United States. So anyway, there's a lot to check out. And just back to Sonotopia, Jingle Bell Rock, War Story, Coherence. There's a lot of great, wonderful Chinese film. Lilting has Pepe Chang here, who was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And To Be Takei is a great documentary about the guy that played Sulu in Star Wars. And anyway, there's just a lot. There's a film that is about young Lincoln that looks really fascinating to me, and I just forgot the name of it, so why did I bring it up? But Better Angels. It's called The Better Angels. And there's a film that's made in Grand Rapids, shot in Grand Rapids in Detroit, that's gotten great festival buzz. It's called Buzzard. So anyway, there's
a lot to see. Get your festival pass, get your movie pass, and head to Cinetopia in Ann Arbor and in Detroit. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
See you at Cinetopia.